Hello and welcome to Spiritually Aligned Mindset, where amazing things happen. I will speak on various topics in relation to mindset, spiritual journeys, awakenings, gifts and abilities, and so much more. Along with being a spiritual mindset coach, I am also a psychic, intuitive, empath, medium, and healer. Your spiritually aligned life starts and ends with mindset. So join me for this raw, real, rarely edited podcast where I lay down some epic truth bombs, lessons, guidance, and so much more to help you on your own spiritual mindset journey. So I just finished watching Red Table Talk with Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, her mom, Adrienne, and of course, Willow. And if you haven't ever watched any of their videos, it is Red Table Talk, and it is on Facebook Watch, and it's actually a show on Facebook Watch. And as I was listening to the two episodes, they had Will Smith on it, and they were talking about their marriage, unconditional love, how their marriage broke down, how they got together, how they repaired their marriage, and in all technicality, repaired themselves. And I really got emotional watching these videos because it speaks to me on a whole nother level and on things that I've been talking about for the last year, how individuals in high profile positions, how, you know, doctors, lawyers, actors, actresses, business owners, you name it, nurses even, how you can have the idealistic picture-perfect life and still be unhappy. You're still struggling. You're still unhappy. You're still, you know, sitting there wondering why your life isn't perfect, why you hate your life when everybody else says that your life is perfect. And it keeps bringing me back to that universal issue that I find with so many people. And one of the main driving forces of me being a mindset coach is that people are unhappy. And that unhappiness stems from unaligned beliefs. It stems from expectations. It stems from a lack of communication, from not wanting to talk about what you're feeling or how to help yourself out of, you know, the unhappiness that you're feeling because you're feeling like you're emotionally and situationally shamed. Oh, why do you feel that way? Because you have the perfect life. Why, you know, why do you feel that way? At least you're not being cheated on. Like, you know, there's all these different excuses and reasons as to why people aren't talking about the fact that they're unhappy. And it's in marriages, it's in your work environment, it's everywhere that you could possibly be where you're suffering with unhappiness. And even Will talks about how he, you know, he wanted this ideal picture perfect life, and he came from an abusive, you know, family, and growing up, he had this thought and this belief and this ideal of what his perfect life would look like. And in creating that life, he created everything about that life, but it wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect. You can set goals and say, I'm going to be happy when. I'm going to be happy when this happens. I'm going to be happy if. I'm going to be happy with. None of that will work. You need to find that happiness within yourself. You're not going to find it from the neighbor down the street. You're not going to find it from your partner. You're not going to find it from your parents or your friends or your work. You're not going to find that happiness anywhere other than inside yourself. And a lot of people lose that and don't understand that perception that your happiness specifically and individually come from yourself. And I've seen many people like that. And I've known many people like that. I've seen people who outwardly, physically, have the picture perfect life, and they're struggling and they're not talking about it. And then they get into drugs, or they get into alcohol, or they abuse sex, or they, you know, go down this road where they think everything else is supposed to make them happy or going to make them happy, and then it doesn't. And then they become depressed and they suffer with panic and anxiety. And you know what? Sometimes that even leads to suicide. And you've got to think, just because somebody else has a life that you perceive is better than yours doesn't mean that it is. The people that you're fighting with, what's going on in their lives? Why are they triggering you? Why are they triggered? What is going on in your life or in the lives of other people that you're not seeing that's causing that unhappiness? that's making you feel as if your life is horrible, when in reality it's not. Your emotions are. So think about that. What are you hiding? What are you not speaking of? What are you allowing, whether it be unaligned beliefs or emotions or you know, expectations? What in your life are you allowing to create that unhappiness? Thank you for listening to Spiritually Aligned Mindset. If you like this episode and want to hear more, then go ahead and click the like, share, and subscribe buttons. Also, feel free to leave a review, send me a message, or comment if you have any questions, want to be a guest on the podcast, or just want to connect and learn more. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon.